USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican lawmaker says President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan becoming the first Republican since the Mueller report dropped to say that President Trump has engaged in impeachable behavior. He tweets yesterday, Attorney General Barr deliberately misrepresented the Robert Mueller report and concluded few members of Congress had actually even read it. A Detroit cop, the latest law enforcement officer in America to be shot in the line of duty. He's now in stable condition, according to Police Chief James Craig, who says two other officers who were with him were injured by the suspect's vehicle. Now, the suspect was also shot.
The suspect, on the other hand, in this incident, is in very critical condition. He was struck five times.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A severe weather outbreak is moving from the Midwest eastward after spreading a lot of trouble in the Central Plains yesterday. There were at least 10 funnel clouds reported in parts of Oklahoma and Texas, following 40 that were in Nebraska and Kansas back on Friday. That storm system also causing some flooding. So far, no reports of injuries or deaths from the storms. On the heels of Alabama's governor signing one into law, one of the most restrictive anti-abortion bills in the U.S. is set for the governor's signature soon, as the Missouri House gave final legislative approval to it on Friday. Republican House Representative Jim Murphy says he supports the bill.
We are pro-life, and we are protecting life itself. I know that there are mothers that have died with legal abortions. But we lost 60 million children, and that's really what this was all about.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A baby is dead in Indianapolis after the parents left the child in the vehicle to go inside an auto parts store. The temperature outdoors at the time was 84 degrees. The child found unresponsive, taken to a hospital, but died a short time later. So far, the parents haven't been charged. The Democratic candidates on the campaign trail this weekend, one of them unveiling a school proposal, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Independent Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders spoke to supporters in Orangeburg, South Carolina, where he quoted former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, who said, "Education is the right of all of our children, whatever their race, to an equal start in life and to an equal opportunity to reach their full potential as citizens."
The only way to accomplish that goal is to guarantee every person in our country, a quality education as a fundamental human right.
Sanders' new plan would allow school districts to use federal money for busing, drawing a sharp contrast with Joe Biden, who fought against efforts to use busing to desegregate schools in the 1970s.
And War of Will has won the 144th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse, the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, though there won't be a Triple Crown winner this year. Everfast placed second. Owendale finished third yesterday. The race favorite Improbable came in number six. Kentucky Derby winner Country House didn't race because he was ill. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.